In Parshiyot Truma and Tetzaveh, we read about Hashem's commandment to Moshe to build the Mishkan. Of course, in this week's parsha, we begin reading about Moshe telling that commandment over to the Jewish people and the Jewish people implementing it. And of course, the obvious question is why the Torah has to repeat all this. Just say that Moshe said it to the Bnei Yisrael, and the Bnei Yisrael did it. Obviously, if it's repeated, it's because there are lessons we're meant to learn from how Moshe tells it over to them and how the Jewish people carried it out. And I'd like to focus this week particularly on the objects that were given towards the building of the Mishkan. Such a seminal project, a Bayit LaHashem, a Mikdash amongst the Jewish people. What contributions will eventually build such a Mishkan? And I want to focus on two parts, two contributions that the Torah tells us about in detail. One, Perek Lamed Hei Pasuk Chaf Zayin, is about the Nesiim. We're not just told about the men and the women who donated, we're told specifically about the role of the Nesiim, which immediately causes us to wonder why they're singled out. And we're told that the Nesiim brought the Avni HaShoam, the Avni HaMiluim, for the Ephod and the Choshen. The question is why? Why did they bring that, and why are we told about it? Rashi, quoting Chazal, focuses on the unique spelling of the word Nesiim here. Nun, Sin, Aleph, Mem. No Yuds. Chazal explained that the Yuds were left out to be a sign, to be a memory of the Nesiim's lack of initiative. When the collection began, the Nesiim said, other people should give whatever they want and we'll complete the project, we'll give whatever's missing. At first glance, this seems like a wonderful initiative. What Jewish organization would not want someone who's going to cover the rest of what they need? But Chazal teaches here that this was a mistake. Because when it comes to building a house for Hashem, it shouldn't be the cold, calculated bottom line. It should be an initiative, a drive, a passion, a need to give. What the Torah describes in this week's parsha as being nediv lev, driven by the heart, nisa'al libam, upraised by the heart. By the time the project ended, there was nothing left for them to offer but the Avnei HaChoshen and the Avnei HaEfod. And what they brought wasn't a sign of their greatness, but was a sign of their lack of initiative. And of course, in the Chanukat HaMishkan and Sefer Bamidbar, we read how the Nesiim were the first to step up, to offer the wagons, to offer the korbanos. They learned their lesson and realized that they needed to be first. I think the contrast to this, in many ways, is a pasuk at the end of the parsha, Perek Lamed Chet, Pasuk Chet. We're told about what was given for the Mizbeach, the Kano, the Kior, the Kano, etc. We're told that it was made out of Nechoshet, Bimarot Hatzovot, Asher Tzavu Petach Olmoed. We're told twice about this word, Tzava, Marot Hatzovot, Asher Tzavu Petach Olmoed. What were these mirrors? Rashi, famously quoting Chazal, tells us that they were the mirrors that the Jewish women used to make themselves look pretty and inspire their husbands to bring children into the world, even in the darkest times in Mitzrayim. And that Moshe initially felt that these mirrors should not be accepted because they were used for taiva. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that not only should they be accepted, but Elu chavivan alai min hakol. These are the most beloved to me. Shal yedeim heemidu hanoshim tzvot rabot b'mitzrayim. The women used this to bring multitudes of Jewish people into the world. And so even though they were used for something that led to sexual activity, it was for a good purpose. It was driven for the right goal. That's the first usage of tzava. The second one in the end of the pasuk, asher tzavu petach olmoed, Rashi says, lehavi nidvatan. The women were the contrast. The Nesiim waited. The women laid siege to the olmoed in their rush, in their haste, to bring these mirrors that were their dearest possession. The what they used to make themselves look beautiful, that's what they brought to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What they used, L'shem Shamayim, to bring multitudes of Jewish people into the world, they were the first to step up, and not only be willing, but lay siege to the Olmoed, so that it could be the first to make this offer. This week's parsha teaches us about how to contribute to projects that are about Avodat Hashem. Not just to make sure that it's covered, but to be driven to appreciate the opportunity, to be the first to step up, and to even lay siege in making the contribution. Shabbat shalom.